This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
With winter on the way, or already arrived, depending on where you live, household budgets in colder parts of the country are being adjusted to allow for winter. Home heating oil, propane, or natural gas to keep things warm. In the Northeast, the wood is becoming a go-to. In fact, homes in rural New England heat with wood at five times the national rate. Jack Rodolico has that story.
So we're in a factory in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, that builds wood-burning stoves. A wood stove is essentially a firebox with a chimney. You install it in your living room and keep a fire going all winter long. But the stove I'm looking at is a little different. It has 3-foot-long stainless steel antlers sticking out of the sides.
When people look at the moose, they laugh. And then they say, are you really going to do this?
Tom Morrissey is president of Woodstock Soapstone Company. Most of their stoves are made from cast iron and slabs of soapstone. But by making this one from stainless steel, they're cutting the cost almost in half. Those antlers are interchangeable with any design the customer wants.
If you're a member of the 99%, you should be able to buy something that's not just a black box.
Wood stove sales are up all over the country, but they sell best among frugal Yankees. Wood is cheaper than oil, and wood-burning technologies have become super efficient. Hartford High School in White River Junction, Vermont, gets most of its heat from burning wood chips.
Wow. That's a lot of wood chips.
That's about 27 tons in there right now.
Byron Baraboo is the facilities director for the school district. He says the high school will burn through all 27 tons in about a week. Down in the basement, the wood furnace feeds itself chips automatically. Baraboo says wood has become about as reliable as oil.
When we first started back in the mid-90s, we dealt with individual sawmills. And if the mill closed down for Christmas, we couldn't get chips.
By burning chips all winter long, the school cuts its heating bill in half. And the technology isn't just improving for big automated systems. That moose stove will soon be the most efficient EPA-certified stove on the market. Again, Tom Morrissey.
Well, older stoves were basically six-sided boxes that you just put wood in. Over the last several decades, they've crept up gradually through secondary combustion to catalytic converters in stoves.
These jumps in efficiency are only possible because there's so much wood in the Northeast. UMaine forestry professor Rob Lilyholm says there's more forest here today than at any point in the last 200 years.
So we see this huge return of the forest, which is really in a lot of ways, I think, unique in human history because we also saw a big increase in populations.
And these days, because there are so many trees, the Northeast can burn wood sustainably. Adam Sherman is with Biomass Energy Resource Center. Vermont, he says, is scaling up from homes to entire cities.
The city of Montpelier is laying a grid of hot water delivery systems to the downtown, tying off of a wood chip heating plant. And so that's a very innovative project that we'll see more of.
And whether you're saving money or not, sometimes it's nice to come home to a warm fire. In West Lebanon, New Hampshire, I'm Jack Rodolico for Marketplace.